a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's open lines tonight. If you want to join us at 800-313-9443. Coming up this hour, we're gonna talk about a lady who was. I'm stuttering a lot. I don't know what that is. We're gonna talk about a lady. Well, not gonna talk about her, but about what happened to her. We're gonna talk about this lady behind her back, okay, and really make her feel bad. This lady in Florida. Tasered for being mad. this taser stuff is just is over the top. We've got Gary with us, and there's some more that we'll get into as well. Hopefully, we'll get into this these comments by Richard Gage at a NIST phone conference regarding the collapse of Building 7. Richard Gage, the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Gary, I thought you were done. I'm sorry, you're back.
No, I wasn't quite done.
All right. I thought you were back to walk through the perimeter and forth.
Midnight Rider, followed by a gray bearded old man carrying a shotgun, a 50 feet of rope with a hangman's noose in one end. That's what you need to do. What I was trying to get at, the point I was trying to make basically was, when this, New York police chief made those three stupid statements that were totally out of context. He made it very slowly and distinctly, like they were saying, "You will do this," three or four times in a row. And at the point in time, I thought, "What the hell is this guy saying?"
Right.
You know. And the next day, these guys turned themselves in, you know. We're talking Manchurian candidate. Now, let's just go to the present. Ben Beck has an interview with Ron Paul, right?
Right.
He's got this little creepy crawler thing that goes across the bottom of the screen and says, Ron or Ron Paul or Paul
no,
is
just says,
dead.
Just says Paul is dead. Paul is dead.
Paul is dead. Paul is yeah. dead. Paul is dead. Now, are they turning loose a Manchurian candidate on Ron Paul?
No, it was comments. The crawler was regarding comments made by Mike Huckabee about a Christmas ad he put out.
Maybe.
He had a press conference about the ad. And in the press conference, because I saw the press conference.
Well, it just looks awful suspicious to me.
I think it's just kind of one of those coinky dings. Where Huckabee's an old musician, and he was making the comment that if you think that this is what it is, if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Like what was it, an old Beatles record? I think from the Revolution album. Or no, Abbey Road, if I remember right. Back in a minute, we'll finish up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Fight.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we could Gary on the phone with us. Now, there was they did a Christmas commercial for Huckabee's campaign, and there was a kind of a furor about it because in the corner it looks like there's a cross in the corner. It's actually a shelf. They've got some stuff on it. It's a rounded shelf, and Huckabee says it's much ado about nothing. In his press conference, he's talking that he says, well, if you play the commercial backwards, it'll come and say that Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Do you remember the Beatles, the Abbey Road album, where they on the cover that they've got everybody else is in shoes, but Paul is McCartney is barefooted as they're walking across the street?
I don't remember that, but I'm very well versed in reverse speech, and there's a lot of it. And I've heard some stuff that's just absolutely astounding.
Yeah, but that's what he was alluding to, Gary, in his comments, and that's what the crawl on the bottom was about.
I don't mean to talk over you.
No, you're all right. Go ahead.
My opinion is that, as was the police chief in Washington, maybe this was the triggering mechanism for a Manchurian candidate for Ron Paul. Time will tell, won't it?
Well, indeed, time will tell. You're right. Most certainly.
And did you get your carbon copy of my Glenn Beck email today?
I have not been able to get into my Midnight Rider email yet today, so I will check out for the show.
Cajone's good today. I got one more for him tonight.
Well, there you go. There you go. Let's keep on.
Thank you for your generous time. I'm sorry I kind of butted in here.
No, you're all right. You're all right.
Somebody stopped by with some Christmas cheer, and I took a long winter's nap, and Midnight Rider, he woke me up again.
Well, ho, 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 Gary. You have a great night.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Jeff in Colorado, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just thought I'd call in and ask your opinion. I've got on the back of my station wagon a Ron Paul sticker, and right next to it I've got a sticker that says 911 was an inside job.
Right.
And so I'm trying to figure out if I should rip off the 911 was an inside job because I don't want to associate it with Ron Paul. And by the way, I'm in Colorado Springs, so... You know, there's a lot of military here. But Ron Paul really fits the heart of traditional Republican. I mean, he really does, this town. I don't know. Do you hear a lot of talk lately about the Patriot people, Ron Paul supporters, supposed to, you know, not mention 911?
I have heard reports from people in different meetup groups it's suggested that they don't. I've even heard that in some meetup groups they've been, if they show up with a 9/11 was an inside job shirt, that they take it off.
Do I think
it's right? No, not really, because, you know, I think people should be able to express themselves as they wish, because quite honestly, we're talking about liberty and freedom, and if we're going to tell people what they can do, then that kind of negates the whole point of liberty and freedom.
You know, I was listening to Alex Jones, 2 days ago, and he was bringing this up. And he says, folks, if we cannot and do not pound on this issue, they're going to do it again. We've got to take this ace out of their, you know, ace in the hole, whatever, take it out of their hand so they won't do it again. I think that makes sense. And so, you know, and I think Ron Paul's adroit enough to, you know, kind of like say, well, hey, listen, you know, the distrust of this big, massive government is a natural response. You know, a speechwriter prepare him for a question like that. You know, hey, you got a bunch of kooks out there who think 9/11 was an inside job, and it's not going to help him if he, you know, brings that up. So, but he shouldn't stab us in the back either, and just say, hey, listen, you know, it's natural for people to not trust a government that taps their phone. And, you know, not trust a government who doesn't even know how to bomb the right country and yet gets a list of a million people who can't fly on planes. You know, that's a natural reaction, and I bring them together. So right now I still have it on there. And I just came back from a Ron Paul meetup meeting, and I didn't park with them. I parked on the other side of the parking lot because of my bumper sticker, you know. But I still have it on there, and I thought I'd just call in and see if you and your listeners, what they would do, if they'd rip it off or keep it on.
You know, if it were me, I mean, I think I'd leave it on. I mean, why not?
It's funner that way.
You know, it's your view. You're the one who put it on there.
Yeah, and that's fun way to go, too. I mean, really, I mean, not talking and cowering in your closet is just no fun. It's fun to get out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think I'd leave it on the car and
let Ron Paul handle it. He can do it. He can handle a guy like me.
Sure. Because there's a number of issues that, you know, why weren't these people taken to task about the fact that they knew these supposed terrorists were only wanting to fly straight. And not land. I mean, that should have been a red flag right there, that had everybody moving.
Oh yeah.
And it was ignored. But yet you've also got an order from Bush that comes out that says to leave these people alone.
Oh, it goes on and on.
I know. I mean, and there's
how about having two wars before they investigate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, I mean, there. I was in Kook's land. Hey, listen, they took off, left this country, go and bomb halfway around the world. And I'm sitting there going, well, why aren't we supposed to investigate? I was immediately put in the Kook crowd. The only
right.
people investigating was the Internet. And
yeah.
The,
well, just as Bush said at the UN, don't let us accept any conspiracy theories regarding the events of 9/11. I mean, he came right out from the very beginning and said, please don't allow this to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course not. Let's don't have anybody look into it. But yet, every report that comes out, every piece of evidence and final words that the government has put out, we look at it and come to find out it's a bald-faced lie.
Oh.
It's wrong. I've got this clip from Richard Gage here, from Architects for and Engineers for 9/11,
uh-huh.
Who was on a teleconference with the folks from NIST regarding the collapse of Building 7. He and his legal counsel are on there.
Whoa.
They in their own experiments couldn't make similar steel to that was in World Trade Center 1 and 2. In their own experiments, they couldn't make the steel weaken. They had hotter fires, and they let them burn longer.
Whoa.
But yet that didn't change their report.
Mm-hmm.
You've got pilots for 9/11 Truth who've got the flight data recorder information from both Flight 77 and both Flight 93. The story that the government tells in both instances regarding both planes is wrong. They've called the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, and the FBI numerous times. Nobody will give them a straight answer. Was it an error with the equipment? Or what is this? This is what we're showing.
Yeah.
They're showing that Flight 77 is 180 feet too high. Could have never, if the flight data record information is correct, it never would have hit. It never could have hit the Pentagon.
Huh. What is Ron Paul's position on this free trade? And what are your thoughts on like NAFTA, CAFTA, and the so-called free trade thing?
NAFTA and CAFTA, those aren't free trade. I mean, they allow countries like China. And other countries to flood cheap goods into this country. It's been you know that we were promised a number of jobs with NAFTA. The only jobs that have been promised are the jobs that are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as NAFTA was passed, corporations started outsourcing their production operations to countries all over the world. They initially started with Mexico. Now they're able to find cheaper labor in India and Indonesia, and so they're even pulling out of Mexico.
Yeah,
I think it's been a bad deal for us.
Here in Colorado, we have a Senator Allard who's never showed up in Colorado Springs. I've never seen him ever. And he's bragging about the new troops going to be deployed here in Fort Carson, big bucks in the area. And yet he's been behind all of these so-called free trade things, and they've emptied this town of our best jobs, massive high-tech jobs, all of these electronic manufacturing, they've shipped our clean factories over to those dirty plants. Well, these Freemasons and these Zionists have always been behind China because their goal is to circle the world with their empire. And I you know, Alan Watt, who's a talk radio show on this station, I think he's right. You know, they're going to set them up to be the policemen of the world, the Chinese, as they take us down, you know.
Yeah, and you're already starting to see China starting to flex its muscle a little bit. Where in the instance like they told Secretary of the Treasury Paulson that we needed to get our house in order, and that if certain pieces of legislation regarding tariffs and trade to try to equal out the trade imbalance between the United States and China made it through Congress, that the relationship would be seriously jeopardized. But hold on, then. Over the weekend, there were some demonstrations in Vietnam regarding some contention over a couple of islands that sit between China and Vietnam in the North China Sea. China tells Vietnam, look, we don't want any more of those protests over there. If it does, it's going to harm our relationship.
Huh. Well, do you think they're resisting us or playing the game? I mean, after all, they've given them everything. They've given them our factories. They've given them our cash. We can't even fund a war. We got to borrow from them to get the cash. You know, this free trade, they should have traded goods. You know, that's why, and you know, that's why we have a trade deficit. And when they took our money, it's like taking our shoelaces. I'm sorry, we need our money to value assets, okay? We value
exactly.
Our stock market, our real estate. Do I hear music?
Yeah, hold right there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Back in a minute with more. You're tuned in to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I'm gone!
Back on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Jeff in Colorado tonight, and Jeff was in the middle of making a point when we had to go to the break. Jeff, go ahead and pick up your thought.
Yeah, well, all this new global economic village, it takes a village, you know, a little friendly competition, and hey, we're America, we can take it. That's what they told us. And they said, oh, the jobs Americans don't want, that's what's going to go. We're going to keep the jobs Americans do want. Because we're the best, and we got all the brains, and, I mean, that's what they said. And anyway, we've lost 80% of our manufacturing, and we can't defend ourselves after the first round of bullets because we're left with nothing but porn movies to throw at the enemy because we don't make anything, you know, so they disarmed us. And the remember when, by the way, what's your name?
I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. So So anyway, remember, Mike, when they said when the Soviet Union fell and the Russians started running red lights and they said, hey, isn't this freedom? Remember that?
Right.
And we laughed at them. Well, hey, you know, this global economic village, a little friendly competition, it's free trade. It's like them saying, you know, like if you go to Vegas, there's people out on the street selling water and hot dogs. Imagine if somebody were to come in and say, hey, casinos, you got to let these guys in. And so you're there pulling the slot machines, and somebody comes up with a, hey, don't buy from the casino. I'll sell you that same thing for half the price.
Right.
And this is what they're saying, is free trade. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, and in one way it is free for, you know, the street vendors to come into a casino. But, you know, the business owner of the casino, they've built up the, you know, air conditioning, the carpeting, the employee benefits, picking good, and they've built up living standards within that casino, and that represents our living standards. And these Zionist and Freemason infiltrated government ours from hell, lying SOBs, okay? And their day's coming. I can't wait. And they've been telling us that, oh, you can take it, and it's like Biff challenging McFly. What are you, chicken? They say, hey, you going to compete? Notice that word. It's not competition. They right. say compete because they want these beer-bellied men out there who just like a pit bull on a leash, you know. Oh, we can take on the Chinese. We're America. And it just jerks at them when they use these words, and they say compete. Well, it's not competition. It's like an artist, you know. Mike, if you were into watercolors and your neighbor across the street was into, you know, model trains, are you guys in competition? No, you know.
Right.
And exactly. And they jerk at us with this crap, and it's wrong. It's ridiculous. It's their idea of free trade is ridiculous.
Well, it's like a 100-yard dash. You're going to run the race, but you're going to give your opponent a 90-yard head start.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can pollute, and we can't, and all of our clean factories are shut down, and we've got this. And the rumor on the street has it, this guy Allard, you know, back in the 80s, Mike, the military here, it was a sacrifice, okay?
Right.
And not in just in life, but also in money, and they knew it. And they had an anti-government, sure. You know, back in the 80s, the military, if you were to say to them, hey, we're with the government, we're to help you, they start laughing. This town has a tradition of anti-government. Now, under the neocons, these guys worship the frickin' federal government. They're a bunch of psychopaths, and they just and it used to be in the 80s when military was a sacrifice. If you said something bad about the federal government, well, that's America nowadays. If you don't like it, leave. And I'm telling you, it is really different. And they and not that these guys will work for a government who lies to them. And you know, if you kill innocent people, I call that murder. Mm-hmm. But I don't hold it against those military guys because I joined the military and it was one of the best things for me. But it's a crux in D.C. Okay, they're the murderers. They're willing to murder innocent people in Iraq and take orders from liars and torture. That's the kind of people the communist-occupied Republican Party has called out of our society to serve in our military. People are to work for liars. People are willing to kill, murder innocent people. People who have no heart. We're supposed to be a Christian nation, do unto others. You know, we used to understand if you invaded an innocent country, they're going to fight back. Okay, now you call them the enemy. We've lost our Christian heart, and they're willing to torture. And there, you know, there's people around us willing to do these things. And guess what? The sign's out saying we want you, federal government. It's so anyway.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand the frustration too.
Yeah,
Jeff. Thanks for the call. Good.
You
points.
Bet. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you have a great night. Yeah, you know it is frustrating, especially in this area of trade. But a lot of it, you know, you can take this back where all this stuff is interconnected. Before the income tax, we had high tariffs on things because tariffs were used to fund the government. And now with the income tax, hey, we're collecting what we need off of the people to pay the interest on this essentially the mob note and. So we can lower the tariffs and create a false sense of prosperity by giving everybody some cheap Chinese goods. And we don't care if the food's bad, if it's poisoned, or if the toys aren't fit for the kids to play with. Send them on over. It's a great thing. Again, it's an illusion of prosperity. All just to keep us thinking that, hey, we're living the life. We are the biggest. We are the best. And we once were, and we will be again. Back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. Half hour to go. 800-313-9443 is the number to call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network tonight, as always, and on KU Satellite. beaming down that message of freedom and truth and being picked up by people on their small dishes and used by micro broadcasters all over the country to spread freedom in small towns and big towns. That's very cool. I just marvel at it. All right, I was going to play this clip a little bit ago. Real quickly, Tucker Carlson waiting for a Christmas ad. And there's actually a Ron Paul Christmas ad. I figured we'd play it. I think they're running it up in Iowa, New Hampshire. Here it is.
Now I got one more for you, Tucker. A lot of these politician types have their Christmas ads out. But whose have you been waiting for? Come on, tell the truth.
The same candidate I'm waiting for.
Waiting for at all times. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul has put it together. So if you want the last word in Christmas tidings, we are now proud to bring you the Christmas greetings of that libertarian from Texas running as a Republican, Dr. Ron Paul.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message because I want to take time out from my campaign so my family and I can wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, a joyous and happy holiday season, and an absolutely great 2008.
Come on, Tucker. He's good. He's very good.
He is, you know what, and it's all completely real. I bet not a dollar was spent on makeup before that photo shoot.
I am not a political consultant. I can sum it up in one word. Authenticity. Try it.
He's about as real as it gets.
Yep.
Yep. He's also at 8%, but that will rise. Bill Wolf at headquarters. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, so there we go there quickly. Tucker's all over him. Even though he's the one that caused the brothel debacle. But he's all for Ron Paul. More people are. 8% in Iowa and that kind of thing. All right, real quick, I want to get into the story quickly about this lady in down in Florida. And then we'll get to this Richard Gage clip. I don't even know how long this clip is, so we'll listen to some of it. But I literally got this before I went on the air. So we're going to hear it together and do that. But before I do that, I need to let you know about a way that you can alleviate excruciating joint pain. RBN's got some great sponsors. Here's one of them. It's probably called Arthalin. It's one of those suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies. Arthalin could be for you. Of course it's going to be for you. Don't sit there and say that it could be. Just could be. It is. Arthalin's a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part, RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to www.321relief.com. It's www.321relief.com. Or call 815-259-4552 for details. Be sure and support RBN sponsors. Look, I run my own little network. And I can tell you firsthand, it takes money to do this. It takes a lot of money to do this, especially when you're at the scale that RBN is. You got to have staff. You got to have people here to do it. And without sponsors, without your donations, and without you supporting the sponsors, these shows don't go on. There is no Manny sitting back there in Round Rock answering your calls and making sure these shows go smooth. There's the lights have to be kept on. All of this stuff's expensive. And it takes a lot of people, a lot of dedicated individuals that do this for not a lot of money. And so, you know, when you get an opportunity to support one of our sponsors, do it. I found talking with people that sponsor networks like RBN, most of them are, matter of fact, every one of them I've talked to is our down-home people. They're golden folks. And I have one of my sponsors who calls every two or three days, not to check on his commercials, but just to see how I'm doing. And these are the type of folks that the networks like RBN deal with and who bring their products and their services on the air. And if you don't support them, then and I've not been told to say this by John or anybody, but I'm just telling you the honest truth. If you don't support the sponsors, the lights go out. And it's key that we're here. We're making a difference. And new people come to this all the time. I literally, I was going through old emails. And the number of people who have emailed me and said, thank you for your program. Thank you for what you're doing. It helped me see what's going on. And I'm understanding and I'm awake now. Thank you. That makes it worth it. And that's why we're here. To wake up a population. To what's coming, to what's going on, and what they can do. So it's a key thing. All right, this 35-year-old woman, she's tasered in front of customers at Best Buy. The surveillance video from inside the Daytona Beach Best Buy has the ACLU up in arms. Police officer said she used the taser to calm the irate and upset woman down. Daytona Beach's police chief is defending his officer's action. Chief Michael Chitwood said his officer acted appropriately when she tased an allegedly unruly customer at the Best Buy. The entire incident was caught on store surveillance. In the video, 35-year-old Elizabeth Beeland is visible as she allegedly causes a commotion at the entrance to the store after being confronted about the use of a suspect card that was actually hers. The video shows her waving her arms and appearing upset. As Beeland turns away, Officer Claudia Wright confronts her and then deploys her taser, striking Beeland in the abdomen. The woman is repeatedly told to cease and desist her conduct and activities as the officer is trying to approach her. You can see her throw her hands up and her arms flailing. Taser is designed for incidents like that. What's she doing? But somebody says that she's got a bad card or a stolen card, and it turns out to be hers. I'd be a tad upset too. Oh well, I'm sorry. You're not the perfect little customer here at Best Buy. Try 50,000 volts on for size, lady. These tasers need to go. I mean, they need to go. Well, it didn't hurt her. We could have arrested. This guy goes on and says, if the officer goes hands-on and takes her down and she breaks her nose or breaks her jaw or knocks her teeth out of her mouth, well, then it's how come you didn't use the taser? Why won't you try to just find out what the problem is before you're taking action? Oh, you must comply. I haven't tried this thing out yet. I mean, it's just literally insanity. And people are just standing around. I mean, why? And people just stand around and watch it instead of saying, hey, you idiot, why'd you do that? Well, it's because they'll get tased. I understand that. But, hey, there needs to be a bunch of people saying, this is enough of this. If you don't put the taser up, I'm going to whoop your butt. Eventually, that battery's going to run out. You know, there's no sense in that. I mean, hey, she has every right to be mad. And remember, the customer's always right, but not at Best Buy. No, you're wrong at Best Buy. You're right at Best Buy. You're the customer, and you don't agree with Best Buy. Hey, it's taser time. Come on down to Best Buy. We've got the we've got shocking deals on electronics. All right, let's take a listen to this cut. We've got this one C-SPAN cut with donors, and most of them said that they give to Ron Paul. I don't think we're going to get to it in time. Let's take a few minutes and listen to this Richard Gage. He's an architect on the West Coast, and he's become involved with investigating what happened on 9/11, and he believes that these collapses, one, were not jet fuel initiated, and in the case of Building 7. Certainly not a collapse due to damage. So here's a few minutes of this. I don't know how long this runs. I don't have a timer on it. But I thought you'd like to hear it. Here it is.
Questions can be directed to the committee during this point in time or to NIST staff. This is your opportunity to speak to us. And with that, I would like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Richard Gage, an architect who represents the architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Mr. Gage, it's all yours.
I'm Richard Gage, AIA, a licensed architect of 20 years. I represent the architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, which is a fast-growing body of 230 architects and engineers dedicated solely to bringing out the truth of all three high-rise building collapses on 9/11. We believe that we might have some answers to your questions. In over 100 steel frame high-rise fires, most of them very hot, very large, and very long-lasting, not one has collapsed, ever. So it behooves all of us, as your own former chief of NIST's Fire Science Division, Dr. James Quintier, said, to look at real alternatives that might have been the cause of these collapses. Let's start with temperatures. 1,340 degree temperatures recorded by the thermal images on the top of the surface of the World Trade Center pile, a week after 9/11. by NASA's Avaris equipment on the USGS flights over the ruins. Such temperatures cannot be achieved by an oxygen-starved hydrocarbon fire. Those burn only 400 to 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Remember, there's no fire on top of the pile. The source of this massive heat was below the rubble, far hotter than 1,340 degrees. Let's look at what Mark Loiseau, president of Controlled Demolition, who was hired for Building 7 cleanup. Literally molten steel was discovered more than a month after the rubble was being removed. Leslie Robertson, World Trade Center structural engineer, stated on October 5th, 21 days after the attack, the fires were still burning and molten steel was still running. Fire department personnel are recorded on video from New York. Molten steel still running down the channels, flowing like lava from a volcano. Joe O'Toole, a Bronx firefighter, saw a crane lifting a steel beam vertically from deep within a pile. He said it was dripping from the molten steel. Now, all of this is specifically denied by your lead engineer, John Gross, in his appearance at the University of Texas this year. But now, where this steel only begins to melt at about 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is over three times the temperature of the World Trade Center fires. What melted the steel? Let's take a look at FEMA's Appendix C. The BPAT report documents the beam ends showing rapid oxidation, sulfidation, and intergranular melting, a liquid eutectic mixture from sulfur of unknown source causing intense corrosion on the steel, gaping holes in wide flange beams, and the thinning of one-half-inch thick flanges to almost razor sharpness in the World Trade Center 7 steel. The New York Times called this the deepest mystery of all. Yet NIST left all of this crucial forensic evidence out of their report. Last year, though, Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist and two other physicists and a geologist analyzed the slag at the ends of the beams and then the samples of the previously molten metal, finding molten iron, aluminum, sulfur, manganese, and fluorine, the chemical evidence of thermate, a high-tech incendiary cutter charge used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. The byproduct of thermite is molten iron. There's no other possible source for all the molten iron. One of thermite's key ingredients is sulfur, which can form a liquid eutectic and lower the melting point of steel. Now, World Trade Center 7's catastrophic structural failure showed every characteristic of explosive controlled demolition. You can see all this at our website, ae911truth.org. Rapid onset of destruction at the base of the building. The first responders witnessed explosions about a second prior to the collapse. We have a symmetrical near free fall speed of collapse through the path of greatest resistance, the 40,000 tons of steel designed to resist this load, straight down into its own footprint. Now, this requires that all the columns have to fail within a fraction of a second of each other. That's perimeter as well as core columns. Fire cannot do this. Fire produces large gradual deformations and asymmetrical collapses, but thermite can, with linear-shaped charges. We also have mistimed explosions that you can see on our website at the upper seven floors on the network video recordings. Now, how long must we endure NIST's cover-up of the truth of Building 7's destruction? Millions of Americans, including the 230 architects and engineers and 600 others of AE911truth.org, demand that NIST come clean with a full-throttled, fully resourced, and transparent forensic investigation of the prima facie evidence of the controlled demolition of Building 7.
All right, so there's the clip there. And so Richard Gage, I guess he's a kook, even though he's a architect with 20 years of experience. There with the report, or is challenging NIST on their various reports. George in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not doing well. Check it out. We got a lot of people up here that's real sick. And they said that there was some kind of a virus going around here.
Oh, really? And, have they said what kind? Or
no, nobody knows what it is. But there's quite a few people that have died from it. But they're not saying anything because I talked to the people at the hospital and they said that they couldn't elaborate on none of it. So it's a secret, I guess.
Any idea how many are sick?
There's quite a few. I think there was something like 80-something over there at the hospital. There's even kids got it and everything. And the way that starts off is like a sore throat, headaches, stuff like that. And then I noticed out here today, those chemtrails crisscrossed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was telling your producer, whenever those are up there real thick like that, when they crisscross, and then if it rains and you went out in it, you get sick. This is my second time having this.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
sometimes...
I know somebody who is involved in the medical emergency field out in California, and he says that every time that they spray, their incidence of respiratory cases and people are sick, it goes off the charts. Their emergency rooms are stuffed.
Yep, and the last time I had this, it lasted for 7 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But what I've been doing for it is I did get an antibiotic from the doctor, but I've been using it's the equivalent of Excedrin, the Equate, you know?
Right.
I've been using that, the oregano oil, and you got to put that in a little bit of water and gargle with it to get rid of that sore throat. And you wouldn't be able to do your show if you didn't have this stuff.
Oh, hey, I did 7 weeks of stuff with 6 or 7 weeks sick with this stuff, and it was everything I could do just to do the show.
Yep.
And then I didn't have a network.
And then I went through 16-ounce bottles of that Super Silver solution.
Yeah.
And then it gets your eyes. Well, if you get that nebulizer thing that they give you with it,
right,
and you spray that in your eyes, it helps your eyes out quite a bit.
Well,
you know, for whatever that's worth to whoever's listening.
Well, my best everybody there. Yeah, these chemtrails are nasty. George, thanks for the call. And that's something else. Look, they're trying to get us every way they possibly can. I mean, it's just so obvious. Back in a minute with the final segment.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Final few minutes of the program here on this Thursday night. I'm so glad that you've been with us for the broadcast. Whether it's chemtrails, the crap they're putting in the food, this genetically modified stuff that's going around. Everybody trying to lose weight, going fat-free, when in fact in the fat-free foods, they just up the amount of carbohydrates. It's fruitless. People look at the label and think, hey, it's great. No fat. Well, here's more carbs for you. Here's more sugar. It's going to turn into fat there, too. Every way, they're trying to use us up, get what they can out of us. And when they're done with us, they're done with us. And their goal is to keep us sick, keep us buying up, more medicines and all this. It's just insane. People are dying and don't need to be dying. But it's obvious to cull the herd. Fluoride in the water, mercury in the vaccines. You've got lead paint in the kids' toys when you know good and well what lead's going to do to a kid. Junk in the food. You've got La Raza telling migrant farm workers to put human feces on the on lettuce and things like that, spinach, which will cause E. coli. We're being assaulted on so many different fronts, and it's hard to keep track of it all. And it is true that we're cattle. China's worried right now that by 2050, they'll have over 400 million people in China over the age of 60. And they're not talking about how they're worried about caring for these people. They're talking about how they're worried about the economy. And then if it takes too much money to take care of these people, there's not going to be enough workers because they've had this one-child policy to control population there. And they're extremely worried that there won't be enough workers to continue the economic growth and the economic progress there. Not that these older folks have a good life. They're not cared about. They don't care about their future. And there's even an article that I've got talking about how one day robots may be caring for the elderly. Again, and then one day it'll just be straight out euthanasia because the cost of the robots will be too high. The robots can be reprogrammed to do an actual job that expands the economy. This is going on all over Asia. Japan's working on this robotic stuff. We've got 22% of their population's over the age of 60. And we're cattle. That's how they look at us. That's how they see us. You take an old mama cow after she's, had her calf-bearing years, and you send her to the cutter plant, and they make dog food with her, whatever. That's how they see us. I learned that with Hurricane Katrina, and folks, it's just getting worse. They're throwing their nose at us with bills like this Veteran Disarmament Act and these other pieces of legislation they're going through. They're going to try to roll this homegrown terrorism thing through. And it's our guy. We need to let these people know. Look, I know they don't listen to us, but if enough of people say, hey, you don't do it our way, you're going home. They'll worry about protecting their jobs. That's why I was saying last night, after the first of the year, we get into election year. You're going to hear so many of these people talk about how bad the war in Iraq is and how we need to get out and how they've never supported extra money.